Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Meditations by Marcus Aurelius is a collection of personal writings by the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, written in Greek, which document his own philosophical reflections. The book is divided into 12 books, each of which is further divided into short chapters. The book is written in a style that is both personal and philosophical, and it is considered to be one of the most important works of Stoic philosophy. The book begins with a discussion of the importance of living a life of virtue and self-discipline. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with nature, and of being mindful of one's own mortality. He also discusses the importance of living in harmony with others, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. Throughout the book, Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice self-reflection and to strive for a life of virtue and wisdom. The second book of Meditations focuses on the importance of living in accordance with nature. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in harmony with the natural order of the universe, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. He also discusses the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. The third book of Meditations focuses on the importance of living in accordance with reason. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with one's own reason, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. He also discusses the importance of living in accordance with the laws of nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. The fourth book of Meditations focuses on the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. He also discusses the importance of living in accordance with the laws of nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. The fifth book of Meditations focuses on the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. He also discusses the importance of living in accordance with the laws of nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. The sixth book of Meditations focuses on the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. He also discusses the importance of living in accordance with the laws of nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. The seventh book of Meditations focuses on the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. He also discusses the importance of living in accordance with the laws of nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. The eighth book of Meditations focuses on the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. He also discusses the importance of living in accordance with the laws of nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. The ninth book of Meditations focuses on the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. He also discusses the importance of living in accordance with the laws of nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. The tenth book of Meditations focuses on the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. He also discusses the importance of living in accordance with the laws of nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. The 11th book of Meditations focuses on the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature, and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. He also discusses the importance of living in accordance with the laws of nature and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. The 12th book of Meditations focuses on the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with one's own nature and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. He also discusses the importance of living in accordance with the laws of nature and of being mindful of the consequences of one's actions. Overall, Meditations by Marcus Aurelius is a collection of personal writings by the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, written in Greek, which document his own philosophical reflections. The book is divided into 12 books, each of which is further divided into short chapters. The book is written in a style that is both personal and philosophical, and it is considered to be one of the most important works of Stoic philosophy. Through his writings, Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice self-reflection and to strive for a life of virtue and wisdom. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Self-awareness. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to be aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and to strive to be the best version of themselves. He believes that by understanding oneself, one can better understand the world around them. Self-awareness is an important concept that Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to embrace. He believes that by understanding oneself, one can better understand the world around them. He encourages readers to be aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and to strive to be the best version of themselves. He believes that by understanding oneself, one can better understand the world around them and make better decisions. He also believes that by being aware of one's own thoughts and feelings, one can better understand the motivations of others and be more compassionate. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to take the time to reflect on their own thoughts and feelings, and to be honest with themselves. He believes that by being honest with oneself, one can better understand their own strengths and weaknesses, and use this knowledge to become a better person. He also believes that by being aware of one's own thoughts and feelings, one can better understand the motivations of others and be more compassionate. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to take the time to reflect on their own thoughts and feelings, and to strive to be the best version of themselves. He believes that by understanding oneself, one can better understand the world around them and make better decisions. He also believes that by being aware of one's own thoughts and feelings, one can better understand the motivations of others and be more compassionate. Main idea number 2. Stoic philosophy. Marcus Aurelius promotes the Stoic philosophy of accepting life's hardships and striving to be content with what one has. He believes that by accepting life's challenges, one can find peace and joy in life. Stoic philosophy is a school of thought that emphasizes the importance of accepting life's hardships and striving to be content with what one has. According to Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, this is the key to finding peace and joy in life. He believed that by accepting life's challenges, one can learn to be content with what one has and find joy in the present moment. He also believed that by understanding the nature of the universe, one can learn to accept the things that cannot be changed and focus on the things that can be changed. Aurelius believed that by understanding the nature of the universe, one can learn to accept the things that cannot be changed and focus on the things that can be changed. He also believed that by accepting life's hardships, one can learn to be content with what one has and find joy in the present moment. He believed that by understanding the nature of the universe, one can learn to accept the things that cannot be changed and focus on the things that can be changed. He also believed that by accepting life's hardships, one can learn to be content with what one has and find joy in the present moment. Aurelius also believed that by understanding the nature of the universe, one can learn to accept the things that cannot be changed and focus on the things that can be changed. He believed that by accepting life's hardships, one can learn to be content with what one has and find joy in the present moment. He also believed that by understanding the nature of the universe, one can learn to accept the things that cannot be changed and focus on the things that can be changed. He believed that by accepting life's hardships, one can learn to be content with what one has and find joy in the present moment. Main idea number 3. Virtue. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living a virtuous life and encourages readers to strive to be kind, honest, and generous. He believes that by living a virtuous life, one can find true happiness. Virtue is a central theme in Marcus Aurelius' Meditations. He emphasizes the importance of living a virtuous life and encourages readers to strive to be kind, honest, and generous. He believes that by living a virtuous life, one can find true happiness. He writes, "The best way to avenge yourself is not to become like the wrongdoer." He encourages readers to be patient and understanding, and to forgive those who have wronged them. He also encourages readers to be generous and to help those in need. He believes that by living a virtuous life, one can find true contentment and peace. Aurelius also emphasizes the importance of self-discipline and self-control. He believes that by controlling one's emotions and desires, one can become a better person. He writes, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." He encourages readers to think before they act, and to be mindful of their thoughts and actions. He believes that by controlling one's emotions and desires, one can become a better person and live a more meaningful life. Aurelius' teachings on virtue are timeless and still relevant today. He encourages readers to strive to be kind, honest, and generous, and to practice self-discipline and self-control. By living a virtuous life, one can find true happiness and contentment. His teachings are a reminder that living a virtuous life is the key to true happiness and contentment. Main idea number 4. Self-discipline. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice self-discipline in order to achieve their goals. He believes that by exercising self-discipline, one can become a better person and achieve success. Self-discipline is an important part of achieving success. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice self-discipline in order to reach their goals. He believes that by exercising self-discipline, one can become a better person and achieve success. Self-discipline is the ability to control one's thoughts, emotions, and actions in order to reach a desired goal. It requires dedication, focus, and hard work. It is important to remember that self-discipline is not about punishing oneself, but rather about setting goals and working towards them. Self-discipline is a key factor in achieving success. It requires one to be disciplined in their thoughts, emotions, and actions. It is important to remember that self-discipline is not about punishing oneself, but rather about setting goals and working towards them. It is important to stay focused and motivated in order to reach one's goals. Self-discipline is a skill that can be learned and practiced. It is important to remember that self-discipline is not about perfection, but rather about progress. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice self-discipline in order to reach their goals. He believes that by exercising self-discipline, one can become a better person and achieve success. Self-discipline is an important part of achieving success, and it requires dedication, focus, and hard work. It is important to remember that self-discipline is not about punishing oneself, but rather about setting goals and working towards them. Main idea number 5. Gratitude. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice gratitude and to appreciate the good things in life. He believes that by being grateful, one can find joy and contentment in life. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice gratitude and to appreciate the good things in life. He believes that by being grateful, one can find joy and contentment in life. He writes, "The best way to avenge yourself is not to become like the wrongdoer." This quote speaks to the power of gratitude and how it can help us to rise above our circumstances and find peace. Aurelius also encourages us to be thankful for the small things in life. He writes, "The universe is change, our life is what our thoughts make it." This quote speaks to the idea that we can find joy in the small moments of life if we take the time to appreciate them. Aurelius also encourages us to be thankful for the people in our lives. He writes, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury." This quote speaks to the power of gratitude and how it can help us to forgive and move on from hurtful experiences. Overall, Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice gratitude and to appreciate the good things in life. He believes that by being grateful, one can find joy and contentment in life. He encourages us to be thankful for the small things in life, the people in our lives, and to forgive those who have wronged us. By practicing gratitude, we can find peace and joy in our lives. Main idea number 6. Death. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to accept death as a natural part of life. He believes that by accepting death, one can find peace and contentment in life. Death is an inevitable part of life, and Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to accept it as such. He believes that by accepting death, one can find peace and contentment in life. He writes, "The best way to a peaceful life is to accept death as a natural part of life. It is not something to be feared, but rather something to be embraced." He goes on to say, "When we accept death, we can live our lives to the fullest, without fear of what may come. We can be content with what we have, and enjoy the present moment. By accepting death, we can find peace and contentment in life, and live our lives to the fullest." Main idea number 7. Nature. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to appreciate the beauty of nature and to find joy in the simple things in life. He believes that by appreciating nature, one can find peace and contentment in life. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to appreciate the beauty of nature and to find joy in the simple things in life. He believes that by taking the time to observe and appreciate the beauty of nature, one can find peace and contentment in life. Nature can provide us with a sense of calm and tranquility, and it can be a source of inspiration and joy. Nature can also remind us of the interconnectedness of all things, and the importance of living in harmony with the natural world. By taking the time to appreciate the beauty of nature, we can find a sense of balance and peace in our lives. Marcus Aurelius also encourages us to find joy in the simple things in life. He believes that by taking the time to appreciate the small moments and the beauty of the everyday, we can find contentment and joy. He encourages us to take the time to appreciate the beauty of the world around us, and to find joy in the simple things that life has to offer. By taking the time to appreciate the beauty of nature and the simple things in life, we can find peace and contentment in our lives. Main idea number 8. Fate. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to accept fate and to trust that everything happens for a reason. He believes that by accepting fate, one can find peace and contentment in life. Fate is an idea that has been discussed and debated for centuries. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, encourages readers to accept fate and to trust that everything happens for a reason. He believes that by accepting fate, one can find peace and contentment in life. In his book Meditations, Aurelius writes, "The best way to make your way through life is to accept the fact that you are subject to fate and to make the best of it." He goes on to say, "Accepting fate means that you must accept whatever comes your way, and make the best of it." Aurelius believes that by accepting fate, one can find peace and contentment in life. He writes, "When you accept fate, you can find peace and contentment in life, because you know that whatever happens is meant to be." He also believes that by accepting fate, one can find strength and courage to face life's challenges. He writes, "Accepting fate gives you the strength and courage to face life's challenges, because you know that whatever happens is meant to be." Aurelius encourages readers to accept fate and to trust that everything happens for a reason. He believes that by accepting fate, one can find peace and contentment in life. He writes, "Accepting fate means that you must accept whatever comes your way, and make the best of it. It also means that you must trust that everything happens for a reason, and that you can find peace and contentment in life." Main idea number 9. Happiness. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to find happiness in life by living a virtuous life and by appreciating the good things in life. He believes that by living a virtuous life, one can find true happiness. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to find happiness in life by living a virtuous life and by appreciating the good things in life. He believes that by living a virtuous life, one can find true happiness. He states that it is important to focus on the present moment and to be mindful of the good things in life. He also encourages readers to be grateful for the blessings they have and to be content with what they have. He believes that by living a life of virtue, one can find true happiness and peace of mind. Aurelius also encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and to be aware of their emotions. He believes that by being mindful of one's thoughts and emotions, one can be more in tune with their inner self and find true happiness. He also encourages readers to be kind and compassionate to others, as this will bring more joy and happiness into their lives. Finally, he encourages readers to be mindful of their actions and to strive to do good in the world, as this will bring more peace and joy into their lives. Main idea number 10. Reason. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to use reason and logic to make decisions and to understand the world around them. He believes that by using reason, one can make better decisions and find peace and contentment in life. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to use reason and logic to make decisions and to understand the world around them. He believes that by using reason, one can make better decisions and find peace and contentment in life. Reason, according to Marcus Aurelius, is the key to understanding the world and making wise decisions. He argues that reason is the only way to truly understand the world and to make decisions that are beneficial to oneself and to others. He believes that by using reason, one can make decisions that are based on facts and evidence, rather than on emotion or opinion. Furthermore, he believes that by using reason, one can gain insight into the nature of the universe and the laws that govern it. Marcus Aurelius also argues that reason can help one to find inner peace and contentment. He believes that by using reason, one can come to understand the true nature of life and the world around them. He argues that by using reason, one can come to terms with the inevitability of death and the impermanence of life. He believes that by using reason, one can come to accept the world as it is and find peace and contentment in life. In conclusion, Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to use reason and logic to make decisions and to understand the world around them. He believes that by using reason, one can make better decisions and find peace and contentment in life. He argues that reason is the only way to truly understand the world and to make decisions that are beneficial to oneself and to others. He believes that by using reason, one can gain insight into the nature of the universe and the laws that govern it, and can come to terms with the inevitability of death and the impermanence of life. Main idea number 11. Self-control. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice self-control in order to achieve their goals. He believes that by exercising self-control, one can become a better person and achieve success. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice self-control in order to achieve their goals. He believes that by exercising self-control, one can become a better person and achieve success. Self-control is the ability to control one's emotions, thoughts, and actions in order to reach a desired outcome. It is a form of discipline that requires practice and dedication. Through self-control, one can learn to resist temptations and stay focused on their goals. It is also important to remember that self-control is not about denying oneself pleasure, but rather about making wise decisions and taking responsibility for one's actions. Aurelius emphasizes the importance of self-control in his book Meditations. He encourages readers to practice self-control in order to become more disciplined and successful. He believes that by exercising self-control, one can become a better person and achieve success. He also encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and actions, and to take responsibility for their decisions. By doing so, one can become more aware of their own behavior and learn to make better decisions. Self-control is an important part of personal growth and development. It is a skill that can be learned and practiced in order to become more successful and achieve one's goals. Through self-control, one can learn to resist temptations and stay focused on their goals. It is also important to remember that self-control is not about denying oneself pleasure, but rather about making wise decisions and taking responsibility for one's actions. Main idea number 12. Contentment. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to strive for contentment and to be satisfied with what they have. He believes that by being content, one can find peace and joy in life. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to strive for contentment and to be satisfied with what they have. He believes that by being content, one can find peace and joy in life. Contentment is not about having the most or the best of everything, but rather about being grateful for what one has and appreciating the simple things in life. It is about being content with one's circumstances and not striving for more than what is necessary. Contentment is about being content with oneself and not comparing oneself to others. It is about being content with the present moment and not worrying about the future. Contentment is about being content with the world and not trying to change it. Contentment is about being content with life and not trying to control it. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to focus on the present moment and to be mindful of their thoughts and actions. He believes that by being mindful, one can be content with what they have and be grateful for the blessings in their life. He also encourages readers to practice self-discipline and to be mindful of their emotions. He believes that by being mindful of one's emotions, one can be content with their life and be at peace with themselves. Finally, Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice gratitude and to be thankful for the good things in life. He believes that by being thankful, one can be content with their life and find joy in the present moment. Main idea number 13. Courage. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to be courageous and to face life's challenges with strength and resilience. He believes that by being courageous, one can find true happiness. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to be courageous and to face life's challenges with strength and resilience. He believes that courage is the key to true happiness, and that by being courageous, one can overcome any obstacle. He encourages readers to take risks and to be brave in the face of adversity. He believes that courage is the foundation of a meaningful life, and that it is the only way to truly find joy and fulfillment. He also believes that courage is the only way to truly understand the world and to make a difference in it. He encourages readers to be brave and to never give up, no matter how difficult the situation may be. Aurelius also believes that courage is the only way to truly understand oneself. He encourages readers to be honest with themselves and to face their fears and weaknesses. He believes that by being courageous, one can learn to accept themselves and to be comfortable in their own skin. He believes that courage is the only way to truly understand one's own strengths and weaknesses, and to use them to their advantage. He encourages readers to be brave and to never give up, no matter how difficult the situation may be. Aurelius also believes that courage is the only way to truly understand the world. He encourages readers to be brave and to explore the world around them. He believes that by being courageous, one can learn to appreciate the beauty of the world and to make a difference in it. He encourages readers to be brave and to never give up, no matter how difficult the situation may be. In conclusion, Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to be courageous and to face life's challenges with strength and resilience. He believes that courage is the key to true happiness, and that by being courageous, one can overcome any obstacle. He encourages readers to take risks and to be brave in the face of adversity. He believes that courage is the foundation of a meaningful life, and that it is the only way to truly find joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 14. Humility. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice humility and to be humble in their dealings with others. He believes that by being humble, one can find peace and contentment in life. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice humility in their dealings with others. He believes that by being humble, one can find peace and contentment in life. Humility is not about being meek or submissive, but rather about recognizing one's own limitations and recognizing the strengths and abilities of others. It is about being open to learning from others and being willing to admit when one is wrong. It is also about being willing to accept criticism and feedback from others without becoming defensive or taking it personally. By being humble, one can learn from others and grow as a person. Humility is also about recognizing one's own strengths and weaknesses and being honest about them. It is about being able to accept compliments and praise without becoming arrogant or boastful. It is about being able to take responsibility for one's actions and to learn from mistakes. Humility is about being able to recognize the value of others and to treat them with respect and kindness. Humility is an important virtue that can help us to become better people. It can help us to be more open to learning from others and to be more accepting of criticism. It can help us to be more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses and to be more honest with ourselves and with others. By practicing humility, we can find peace and contentment in life. Main idea number 15. Friendship. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to cultivate meaningful friendships and to appreciate the people in their lives. He believes that by cultivating meaningful friendships, one can find joy and contentment in life. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to cultivate meaningful friendships and to appreciate the people in their lives. He believes that by cultivating meaningful friendships, one can find joy and contentment in life. He encourages readers to take the time to get to know the people in their lives, to understand their perspectives, and to appreciate their unique qualities. He also encourages readers to be generous with their time and energy, to be supportive and understanding, and to be willing to forgive and forget. By doing so, one can create strong and lasting relationships that bring joy and satisfaction to both parties. Aurelius also encourages readers to be mindful of their own needs and to take care of themselves. He believes that by taking care of oneself, one can be better equipped to take care of others. He encourages readers to be honest and open with their friends, to be willing to listen and to be understanding. He also encourages readers to be patient and to be willing to compromise in order to maintain a healthy relationship. Ultimately, Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to cultivate meaningful friendships and to appreciate the people in their lives. He believes that by doing so, one can find joy and contentment in life. He encourages readers to be generous, understanding, and patient in order to create strong and lasting relationships. Main idea number 16. Simplicity. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to live a simple life and to appreciate the simple things in life. He believes that by living a simple life, one can find peace and contentment in life. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to live a simple life and to appreciate the simple things in life. He believes that by living a simple life, one can find peace and contentment in life. He encourages us to focus on the present moment and to be mindful of our actions and thoughts. He believes that by living simply, we can avoid the distractions and temptations of the world and instead focus on what truly matters. He also believes that by living simply, we can be more in tune with our inner selves and find true happiness and fulfillment. He encourages us to be grateful for the simple things in life and to find joy in the small moments. He believes that by living simply, we can find true contentment and peace. Marcus Aurelius also encourages us to be mindful of our possessions and to not become attached to material things. He believes that by living simply, we can avoid the stress and anxiety that comes with having too much. He believes that by living simply, we can be more in tune with our inner selves and find true happiness and fulfillment. He encourages us to be grateful for the simple things in life and to find joy in the small moments. He believes that by living simply, we can find true contentment and peace. Main idea number 17. Moderation. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice moderation and to avoid excess in all aspects of life. He believes that by practicing moderation, one can find peace and contentment in life. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to practice moderation in all aspects of life. He believes that by avoiding excess and practicing moderation, one can find peace and contentment. He explains that moderation is not about depriving oneself of pleasure, but rather about finding balance and harmony in life. He encourages readers to be mindful of their actions and to be aware of the consequences of their choices. He believes that by living a life of moderation, one can find true happiness and fulfillment. Aurelius also explains that moderation is not about denying oneself of pleasure, but rather about finding a balance between indulgence and restraint. He encourages readers to be mindful of their actions and to be aware of the consequences of their choices. He believes that by living a life of moderation, one can find true happiness and fulfillment. He explains that moderation is not about depriving oneself of pleasure, but rather about finding balance and harmony in life. Aurelius also emphasizes the importance of moderation in all aspects of life. He believes that by avoiding excess and practicing moderation, one can find peace and contentment. He encourages readers to be mindful of their actions and to be aware of the consequences of their choices. He believes that by living a life of moderation, one can find true happiness and fulfillment. Main idea number 18. Self-improvement. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to strive for self-improvement and to be the best version of themselves. He believes that by striving for self-improvement, one can find true happiness. Self-improvement is a concept that Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to strive for. He believes that by striving for self-improvement, one can find true happiness. He encourages readers to be the best version of themselves and to strive for excellence in all aspects of life. He believes that by doing this, one can become a better person and find true contentment. He also believes that by striving for self-improvement, one can become more aware of their own strengths and weaknesses and use them to their advantage. He believes that by striving for self-improvement, one can become more successful in life and achieve their goals. Marcus Aurelius also believes that by striving for self-improvement, one can become more compassionate and understanding of others. He believes that by striving for self-improvement, one can become more aware of the needs of others and be more willing to help them. He believes that by striving for self-improvement, one can become more aware of their own emotions and be better able to control them. He believes that by striving for self-improvement, one can become more aware of their own thoughts and be better able to control them. Overall, Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to strive for self-improvement and to be the best version of themselves. He believes that by striving for self-improvement, one can find true happiness and contentment. He believes that by striving for self-improvement, one can become more successful in life and achieve their goals. He also believes that by striving for self-improvement, one can become more compassionate and understanding of others. Main idea number 19. Wisdom. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to seek wisdom and to use their knowledge to make better decisions. He believes that by seeking wisdom, one can find peace and contentment in life. Wisdom is a powerful tool that can be used to make better decisions and to find peace and contentment in life. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to seek wisdom and to use their knowledge to make better decisions. He believes that by seeking wisdom, one can find peace and contentment in life. He encourages readers to think deeply about their decisions and to use their knowledge to make the best choices. He also encourages readers to be mindful of their actions and to be aware of the consequences of their decisions. By doing so, one can find peace and contentment in life. Marcus Aurelius also encourages readers to be open to learning and to be willing to accept new ideas. He believes that by being open to learning, one can gain a better understanding of the world and of themselves. He also encourages readers to be humble and to be willing to admit when they are wrong. By doing so, one can learn from their mistakes and become wiser. Finally, Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to be patient and to take the time to reflect on their decisions and to think deeply about their choices. By seeking wisdom and using knowledge to make better decisions, one can find peace and contentment in life. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to be open to learning, to be humble, and to be patient. By doing so, one can gain a better understanding of the world and of themselves and can make better decisions that will lead to a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 20. Acceptance. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to accept life's hardships and to trust that everything happens for a reason. He believes that by accepting life's challenges, one can find peace and joy in life. Marcus Aurelius encourages readers to accept life's hardships and to trust that everything happens for a reason. He believes that by accepting life's challenges, one can find peace and joy in life. He encourages us to look at life's difficulties as opportunities to grow and learn, rather than as obstacles to be overcome. He believes that by accepting life's hardships, we can become more resilient and better equipped to handle future challenges. He also believes that by accepting life's hardships, we can find joy in the present moment and appreciate the beauty of life. Aurelius encourages us to accept life's hardships with grace and humility. He believes that by accepting life's hardships, we can become more compassionate and understanding of others. He also believes that by accepting life's hardships, we can become more patient and tolerant of ourselves. He believes that by accepting life's hardships, we can become more mindful and aware of our own thoughts and feelings. Aurelius encourages us to accept life's hardships with courage and strength. He believes that by accepting life's hardships, we can become more courageous and confident in our own abilities. He also believes that by accepting life's hardships, we can become more resilient and better equipped to handle future challenges. He believes that by accepting life's hardships, we can find peace and joy in life.